Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our special guest, Bishop Alan DiDio. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker.
Yes, hi there.
Welcome, everybody, to our program today. We don't take you for granted. We're happy that you came by today be with us. And we have Pastor Alan DiDio. I want to call him DiDio. It's D-I-D-I-O, right?
That's exactly right. You spelled it right. Can I say that you guys are just as nice and anointed and full of the love of God off camera, behind the scenes, as they are in front of the camera? This is an amazing ministry to partner with.
Thank you.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you here.
Yes, we are.
Such an honor. Such an honor.
Excellent.
I just don't understand why we haven't met. You're very close to Heritage USA.
Yeah, right down the road. We're just, 45 minutes away from Heritage.
Right.
Wow.
That's strange. And you've never even been to Heritage USA.
No. Even growing up, because I grew up close to there.
And you were a heathen, right?
That doesn't even begin to cover it, I don't think.
Oh, really?
But you did grow up close to there. Did you grow up in the church?
No. My parents, would have called themselves Christians, but they were like, the average buckle of the Bible belt Christian who's not saved in the South, everybody claims to have some relationship with Jesus in the buckle of the Bible belt. Mm-hmm. But having grown up in that culture, I'd become an atheist by the time I was 17 years of age.
Oh, no.
Wow. And I'd been in jail more than once by that time. And I despised Christianity. Mm. I despised the hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of unbelievers, they're hungry. The reason why they're so angry is because they want it to be real. Mm. But when they encounter a hypocrite, they're so disgusted because they were hoping you had the answer. Mm. And let me tell you something. You do have the answer.
That's right.
You have it living on the inside of you.
Yes.
And Pastor Jim, as an atheist, I ran into what I call Christian atheists. I talk about that in the book.
You do.
Christian
right at
atheists
the
are people who say they believe in God, but they live like he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
They live like he's not real. Mm-hmm. And that's what turned me off to Christianity. But you want me to take a second? You want me to go into this?
Yeah.
Okay. This is interesting.
I think this is going to help you. One of the reasons why I go into this in detail in this book, because I think it's evangelistic. We want to get this in as many people's hands as possible because there's a lot of people tormented by demon spirits and they don't know it.
Wow. Yeah.
They've been lied to, they've been deceived. That's and the very first chapter of that book is going to expose it for them and show them what's really happening in their lives because I take them through my story. And I was invited to a church. I didn't want to attend a church, but they had special music and I like all kinds of music. Any and all kinds of music. So I was going just to hear the music. And I said, "Well, we're going to sit on the back row so I can, sneak out if there's any weird things going on." Somehow, Mondo, we get on the second row in the center aisle.
Oh, boy.
There's no way to escape.
Hard to leave that.
And this was a tongue talk. I'd never been in a spirit-filled church.
Yeah. I think it's great that you explain that in this book, because if you haven't been exposed to a spirit-filled church,
it's weird.
It kind of freaks you out at first.
Kinda.
I mean, it did me, too. I wasn't the same way. Okay, so go ahead.
No, I was looking for the door. If they didn't have one, I was going to make one, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know if they were about to pull out the snakes. I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
This is North Carolina, You never know what's going to happen. So they start praying for people. I'm taking you through this from an atheist perspective. Mm-hmm. And they would touch someone on the head. I don't know if you've ever seen this before. And they would fall down. How many of you ever seen that before? Some people would be shaking on the ground.
Yeah.
And the preacher walks up to me, actually points his finger and says, "You." And this terror, this dread just comes over me. And so I just, I don't want there to be a mob. I don't know what they're going to do to me if I say no. So I walk up to the altar. And he said, "Just like the prophet Elijah laid on that Shilamite woman to bring her son back to life in the natural, I'm laying on you in the spirit to bring you back to life.
Wow.
You will live and not die, and I will make you an example of what I can do with a young man sold out to me."
Praise God.
And then he pushed me down. You know, so I guess it's all right sometimes. Sometimes you get excited when you're laying hands on people.
That's true.
But what did you feel? What did you feel in that moment? Did you feel the power of God? No, I was terrified and I was furious that my friend brought me there. Mm-hmm. I was on the ground and I was thinking, I got to get out of here. I'm going to kill my friend for bringing me into this church. Who are these crazy people? Mm-hmm. And I left there. I think I cracked the dashboard of my car, cussing my friend out, pounding the dashboard, trying to just make him feel bad for bringing me to this crazy church. 3 days later, I'm back at the church. So I committed. I would never darken the door of that church again or any church again. Wow. Now, Pastor Jim, I have no experience with church. I think the red letters in the Bible are the words of Satan. You know, I don't know anything about the Bible. I thought
Isn't
the ribbon was the handle.
Okay. You thought the ribbon was the handle?
I thought it was the handle. That's what you carried the Bible around with.
Wow.
Oh, and this is just how many years ago? 20-something years ago?
20-something years ago.
Okay, that's not too long ago.
No.
In the United States of America, when you really think about it, that if somebody didn't know about Jesus, I mean, really didn't know that the Bible.
Yes.
You thought that this part was a handle?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
No, you need to hear what Pastor Lori just said. There are people around you who don't know.
That's right.
You think they know.
They don't know.
All they know is the surface bumper sticker Christianity that's been presented to them.
Yeah.
They don't know the depth of the relationship that you have. And if you'll present it to them, it could change their life forever.
Amen.
It's amazing.
And I honestly did not know. And that whole, for 3 days, I'm battling. I don't know what's going on. And these thoughts, I was an atheist. Admittedly, let me tell you something. There's no such thing as an atheist.
Yeah.
There's just people who have told themselves they're atheists. Because everyone inwardly knows deep down that God is real.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout these 3 days, I'm thinking, you don't believe in God. Stay away from those people. Mm-hmm. You don't want any part of that. Get out. Don't ever associate with that friend ever again. 3 days later, that church was having some sort of party. And I thought, well, this should be safe, right? There'll be free fruit and girls. I can go, right? But I walk through the doors, and I remember, I can feel it right now, the weight of this dark cloud that was around me. Mm-hmm. You don't believe in God. You don't want to be here. Get out of this place. You don't want anything to do with this. Mm-hmm. And I could barely hold my head up by reason of the weight that was on my shoulder.
Yes.
And I remember people were playing foosball and ping pong. The music is blaring, eating pizza. You can imagine a room full of teenagers. It's really loud. And I'm sitting over in the corner, and I walk through in detail in this book. You need to get this book in front of your atheist, agnostic, backslidden friends.
Yes.
It's going to wake them up.
It will.
I was sitting there in the corner, and all of a sudden, it was like I was sucked into a tunnel or even underwater. And you know how when you're underwater, you can hear the noise going on? But you can't distinguish the sound.
Right.
All the sound around me was muffled. And it startled me. It shook me. I looked up, and I could see people's mouths moving, but I couldn't hear the words that were coming out of their mouth. Mm-hmm. All I could hear was that thought. I thought those were my thoughts. Now, you're about to get something here. And now it was audible, and it was the voice of Satan. You don't believe in God. Get out of here. You don't want to do anything to do with this church. Those people are crazy. That spirit-filled stuff, that's just all for show. All those thoughts that you thought were your thoughts and you were so smart and this is what's going on in your mind, there were thoughts injected by the enemy. Mm. Well, it doesn't take a genius. You know, if Satan's real, and I had the immediate revelation because I heard it audibly, the voice of Satan audibly will curl your toes. Mm-hmm. It'll make your hair stand on end. It was wicked, horrific, and the Spirit of God showed me it was weak. It was helpless. It was striving. It was like a last-ditch effort that if we don't stop him right now, we'll never get him back.
Right. Wow.
And I didn't know what to do, so I didn't know how to pray. I don't know anything about the Bible. So I said, well, if Satan's been controlling my life all this time, Satan, you can't have me anymore. Jesus, I'm all yours.
Wow. Wow.
And that moment, the weight Amen. Began to lift.
Mm.
The weight began to lift.
Wow.
And I felt like I had to tell everybody in the room. For some reason, I didn't know what the heart man believes, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Yes.
I didn't know. But I stopped the music and I told everybody. And the moment I told everybody, I was made a new creature. All old things passed away. All things become new.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter what you've been fighting or what you've been battling with or what lies you have believed. I believe God is exposing the enemy's lies.
That's right.
Amen. Now.
Yes. Amen.
Not just for unbelievers. You believers, listen to me. There's things that the enemy's been saying to you.
Yes. That's right.
You'll never be healed. Mm-hmm. You'll never survive. You'll never be prosperous. That relationship will never be restored. I want you to hear it for what it is right now, a desperate plea of the enemy, a last-ditch effort, but he has no power.
That's right.
Not in this moment. Not right now.
Yes.
Would you just lift your hands right there where you are? Just lift your hands before the Lord and begin to pray in the Spirit. I believe some folks are about to get set free watching online right now in Jesus' name. Watching on television right now, lift your hands right there where you are. Deception is being lifted.
Yeah.
The cloud is being broken right now.
Yes,
and the truth of the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ is breaking through. You can be free. You're being made free, and you're going to walk in freedom from this moment forward. I speak to you now. Receive the freedom of the Spirit of God right now. Right now.
Thank you.
Amen. No matter what you've been struggling with, I see fear leaving.
Yes.
I see intimidation leaving.
Yes.
Anxiety being broken. You're about to sleep like a baby. Strength is being returned to you. I command the Spirit of might to come on you now in the name of Jesus. You will not be weak. You will be strong in the Lord.
Yes.
And in the power of his might. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Give everything to Jesus right now. You don't need to do a religious prayer. Just say, Jesus, I'm all yours. Satan, you can't have me anymore. Jesus, I'm all yours.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Wow.
And go ahead, Pastor.
No.
So good.
In the chapter title, the prophecy of Goliath's sword. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
You show how God uses the enemy's weapons of attack for his own good.
Wow.
Do you want to tell me about that?
Can I break this down? Mondo, you're going to love this. Because, Mondo, God's going to raise you up as a forerunner for media in this generation. This next generation of media, God's going to give you the key to unlocking it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Mm. Get ready for acceleration. I feel that in my spirit right now. Yeah. Get ready for acceleration. Here's what you need to understand.
That's good.
God is not intimidated by the devil.
That's right.
No, that's exactly.
And I get so frustrated talking to Christians.
Good.
They spend half their testimony complaining about what the devil's been doing.
Right.
Listen, the devil is nothing.
That's right.
In the face of Almighty God.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
And whatever trap the enemy has set, whatever weapon the enemy has developed, here's how powerful your God is. Haman tried to build gallows to kill God's people.
That's right.
What happened? Before he could have a ribbon-cutting ceremony, God turned it, and Haman was hanging by the very rope he wanted to kill God's people on.
That's right.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
Yeah, you might as well celebrate that.
We accept it.
Hallelujah.
Every time the devil tries to build a weapon, it is God's method, his modus operandi, I walk through this in the book, to turn it around and use it against the enemy.
Amen.
Yeah. Look at the mobs. Satan tried to use the cross to stop Christianity. Now think about that for a minute. The cross was concocted by the enemy, designed by Satan to silence the voice of Jesus forever. What did it do?
That's right.
He turned it around, and now the cross is the symbol of Christianity.
Amen.
So we were in 2020, we were positioned, we talked about this yesterday, we were positioned strategically already. The Spirit of God told us, get ready, get your media ready, because what's going to happen when there's church and it's just online? And we started to prepare for that.
Yeah.
And we started doing interviews. We spoke to a man named Mario Murillo. My goodness.
Yes.
You want to talk about a voice for this generation.
Yes.
Mario Murillo. He wrote the foreword to the book.
Yeah.
And the foreword's worth the whole book.
It's excellent.
And we had that interview with him, and it shot up to like 500,000 views. And those weren't just views. I don't want to talk about the vanity metrics. Those are people who are being touched by that message. And we're getting phone calls, and it's just our ministry transformed. And then we have another interview with folks like Jeremiah Johnson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that explodes. Mm-hmm. And we were getting more views. So Mario wasn't getting those views at that time. Mm-hmm. I wasn't getting those views at that time. But when we came together, something happened. It's almost like God wants the older generation and the younger generation to get together.
Right.
And absolutely. If we're hungry mm-hmm. to receive what the older generation has, something yeah. can happen.
That's
amen.
It.
And so this transformation happens. Millions of people are being touched all of a sudden. In the middle of nowhere, North Carolina, we're reaching millions of people. And God says, I said, Lord, what are you doing? And how can we steward this moment? How can we care for these people? How can we take care of these people? And God said, I'm giving you Goliath's sword. I went and looked at the story. We are always told the stone killed Goliath. Not true. The Bible says that the stone slew Goliath, but then it's not done. It says that David climbed up on top of Goliath's carcass, unsheathed Goliath's sword, and slew Goliath with his own sword. So what did David do? He used enemy technology to take the enemy out. And God said, in these last days, I'm going to give certain ministries I can trust Goliath's sword. Social media. Yeah. YouTube is yes. Goliath's sword.
Wow. That's right.
TikTok, wow. Instagram.
Amazing.
And we've yes. got to start treating it as
that's
such.
Right. Yes.
Every single person who's partnered with this ministry
that's
has
right.
to make it their responsibility
yes.
to make sure they like, comment, share. Anything this ministry puts out, no matter how much content they're putting out, it's your job to do that because you're wielding Goliath's sword.
Yeah.
And here's what's really, really important. What we saw happen with David after that was the religious community came after him. And you can jump in here anytime,
oh,
Pastor
Lori. Yeah, this is good.
Saul came after David. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right.
And there was a mighty civil war that broke out.
Yeah.
The same civil war is happening in the church right
yeah.
now.
Wow.
The house of David is coming under assault. The religious sticks in the mud are coming after the house of David, mm-hmm. the next generation. Those who are willing to break out yeah. of the mold and do whatever the Holy Ghost is telling them
amen.
To do.
Amen.
And in the middle of all this, David flees to the house of God to see if there are any weapons there. Now, isn't that an interesting thing?
Mm-hmm.
The church, we won't even think to look at it like that. Mm-hmm. Weapons in the house of God? So he goes to the house of Ahimelech, to the temple of Ahimelech. Did you have something you wanted to share,
no.
here, Sister Laura?
I'm following along, and this is in chapter 8. It's so good.
Because this is a word for you.
Yes.
God is going to raise you up to be a voice to connect this next generation
yes.
with the anointing of media.
Mm.
It's going to be so important. This school is key that you've
yes.
had here. I think the Lord's going to do something new and different with
yes.
whatever comes next. And I believe, I just hear this in my heart right now. You've been praying who? And over the next 60 days, the Lord is going to show you who.
Amen.
And he's going to begin to raise up
amen.
People around you that are going to fill in where you've been praying, Lord, who can do this?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to begin to reveal that to you.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm here right now. Because he's revealing the reality. All of you who are connected, who are here in the
yes.
studio audience,
mm-hmm.
that this place is like the house of Ahimelech. There mm-hmm. are weapons stored here that this generation needs.
Yeah.
Now, this house is not Ahimelech. When you look at the story of the Civil War that was going on, there are several key characters. There's David. There's Saul. There's Doeg, who's working for Saul. Doeg is, he was the chief herdsman. You know what that is? That's a megachurch pastor. He's a chief herdsman, thousands of sheep. And his name means fearful. He represents the megachurch pastor who's fearful of losing his paycheck. He represents the mega ministry that's
yeah.
fearful of telling the truth. I can tell you one thing about this network. They're not yeah. scared of telling the truth
amen.
On this network.
No. Amen.
You guys say it like it is,
yeah.
but it's not like that everywhere.
Yeah.
There, people are responding to the dopamine rush of the likes and the comments and the clicks, and they're doing whatever they can to get views. That's Doeg. Then there's mm-hmm. Ahimelech. He's the high priest at this time, and he doesn't even know there's a civil war going on. They're just trying to go with whatever the
yeah.
social trend is because they just want to get along with everybody and they just want to love everybody. And he's eventually killed by Saul, not because he's innocent, but because he's ignorant. And we have a church today that for too long has been ignorant of the war that's going on.
Yes.
But David goes and says, is there a weapon here? And he says, yes, there is. The sword of Goliath is here, hidden behind the ephod. Mm-hmm. And David said, give it to me. There's none like that sword.
Yeah, yeah.
Behind the ephod, that's key. That's intercession. This media, we used to talk about the seven mountains, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be rethought. Because media in the past has been one of those mountains.
Yes.
It's no longer a mountain unto itself. Now it is a ski lift that'll take you to the top of any mountain.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah, yes, I'm.
That's right.
It doesn't matter if it's education. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what the mountain is, mm-hmm. business, mm-hmm. politics. This can take you to the top of any mountain. So it's no longer a mountain by itself. It's a ski lift that'll take you to the top of any mountain. And we have got to take seriously our responsibility to take back the sword of Goliath.
Amen. Yes.
And I think that's what this network is all about.
Amen.
So cool. When we take the possession of our enemy's weapon, that's a signal that we've won, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. But most of the church is running from it. You know, we want to do the Benedict option, which was written about 7 years ago, where we just have to hide. And we're like the Amish community now. We're just running from whatever the devil touches. We run from it and say, oh, we don't want anything to do with that. That's secular. There's no such thing as anything that's secular.
Yeah.
Satan never created anything.
Amen.
That's right.
The world never created anything. They imitate what God has
done.
That's
right. Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't run from media. We don't run from YouTube.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you're
we
right.
redeem it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Redeem it.
But that's going to have to be intentional.
Yeah.
This is so powerful. And I could just preach right off the top of this forever, but I'm not going to. But I think of CBN with Pat Robertson.
Right.
And in those early years of building Christian television, can you imagine, we had this one little station, 1 kilowatt. That's as small a power of a station as you can get. There was times we weren't sure anybody was getting it next door, let alone miles from now. Sometimes I think it went straight up into the stars and back down again because it was just very small power. Mm-hmm. But people still made fun of it. Hmm. The world made fun of Christian television, and it was a baby.
Yeah.
And they wanted to kill it when it was little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember the days that I stood in front of the cameras, and that it was like the final day because the people who were supporting Pat with a lot of money, I heard one of the wealthy people tell him they weren't going to give any more money. They said, we won't touch you with a 10-foot pole. So I go on TV like an idiot because I didn't know what I was doing. I was just a young kid, and I began to weep. And I said, unless you guys support this, Christian television's through.
Mm.
And that night, for the first time in history, people gave, and Christian television raised this budget for the very first time in the history of Christian television. And the 700 Club began that night. The show, the 700 Club, which is still on the air.
Wow.
And I got to be the first host. And Pat had promised me if I would do a kid's show, then I could do an adult program. I said, like a Tonight Show for Christians.
Yeah.
And he said, go ahead. So for 8 years, I was able to be host of the 700 Club. And millions literally were saved. People began to get saved by the thousands every day almost. And God moved in such a mighty way. And the people gave, and it set the thing free.
Hmm.
And right now, we're at this stage. I really believe I'm in the final stage, at least for me, because I have much more time than this. I'm getting older. And so, but God wants me to help bring in the last day harvest and to keep television on the air and go into new avenues of television.
Yes.
And this is what we plan to do. And as we have support, we're going to be able to do things that we've never done before. I believe this year is going to be a beginning great outreach like we've never had before. Amen. And so I really want everyone to order the book today. Mm-hmm. I want you to order the book and the tape, mm-hmm. and use that as an offering to say, I'm going to help Jim. Mm. I'm going to help you stay on the air. We need such a miracle. And I know that there's people who could give $1,000 today, people that could give $10,000. And we need victory from God's people. Otherwise, this ministry that we have been working on for 60-some years, mm-hmm. yeah. won't survive much longer. The budget's getting harder and harder to raise because the enemies come in to try to destroy us. But we've overcome and overcome,
yeah.
and God keeps helping us overcome.
Amen. Yes, He does.
And yet we need to go into the enemy's camp and take back
That's yes. right.
what he stole from
Absolutely.
Us. Yeah. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And how can they do that? They can do it by, you know, I hear Nana, I hear you say it all the time, that we try to give you the best tools possible yes. for you to grow in the things of God. And, you know, you probably think, well, you know, as Pastor Ellen was sharing, you know, if the enemy's speaking to you, you know, don't be surprised. I mean, he's been speaking to me a lot lately, and I have to come against him hard, yes. you know, but privately, he's nonstop. But anyway, we all go through times where the enemy comes and just starts speaking into your mind. You have these thoughts that you're like, I don't think like that. That's not even how I believe or how I think. And yet it's just like, give up. Just don't keep pushing Jim. Don't keep pushing Mondo. Don't keep training Nana and Tammy Sue and the whole family. Just give up and just go away. We could do that very easily, but you join with us and you partner with yeah. us. When I That's read right. your emails, when my assistant Linda is emailing me at night and say, I really think you should, she's a prayer warrior. She yes, actually she is an intercessor, Amen. A real one. And yes. she prays, and I know she's already, and I get a late night email last night that not too many things rock my world. Not too many things surprise me, but this email from a precious, you may be watching right now, precious viewer, and because of my story, because of my testimony, what God's done for me, God has shown her so many things in her own life, and that's just one out of thousands of messages yes. that we get. And so then I'm able to email her back. I'm able to pray with her. I'm able for my assistant to pray with her. But I'm telling you, we have to get serious about the warfare we're in, because this book really explains.
Feel like, do you have your in her? Do you have any of her books in stock?
No, yes,
I don't
we
know
do.
If we have. What do you offer that for?
Yeah, we get one for a $15 donation to the ministry.
Mama Lori's book.
Yes.
More than I can ever ask.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's women out there, you're just saying that. How can I help a woman who's been through abortion,
mm-hmm. That's
or is
right.
going to have an abortion, or had an abortion and needs to be healed?
Yeah.
This book is probably considered to be the greatest book for mm-hmm. healing.
Yes.
Because you tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
Of 5 abortions,
yes,
and how God forgave you, and how God
yes
called you into ministry mm-hmm. from a life of hell.
Yes, that's
and
right.
I just want people. I feel like the time is running out to get our families saved.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. and so I just wanted to throw that book in right now.
Okay.
More than I could ever ask mm-hmm. for just $15.
Yeah. It's an amazing story of God, of God's amazing grace. That's
Amen.
What it's a
yeah.
story of His amazing grace, if you'll just let Him come in and heal you
yes,
and set you free, as Pastor Alan just prayed. We all just prayed with you.
And then Alan's book, Bishop Alan, Armed for Victory.
Armed for Victory, Prayer Strategies That Unlock the End Time Armory of God. And you actually give us the strategies in this book.
Yeah.
I was fascinated with them. And when you talked about Goliath's sword, it's like, I know that, but you took us deeper. And I was like, wait a minute. I hope we talk about this tomorrow. And here we are. So get your book and get the DVD,
yes.
which is excellent. It is a message that Ellen brought. It's about to get bloody. So that's one DVD and one of his new book, Armed for Victory Bundle, for $25 donation to the ministry, and that includes shipping and handling. You know, I'm always going to go for the three if you can.
Yes.
So you can help other people in your life. If it's your kids, if it's your parents,
That's
if
right.
it's your pastor, if it's whoever it is, get this to them right now.
Can I
yes.
say something real fast?
Absolutely.
Because this is a really unique moment. I think this is a really prophetic moment. Our ministry, Encounter Today, just had the very first Spirit-Filled Media Conference,
yeah.
showing
That's
pastors right. and church leaders yeah. how to do new media.
That's what That's we need.
You are the pioneer mm-hmm. of Christian media, period. Period. We're sitting here together for the first time,
yeah. mm-hmm.
believing for a digital revival,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
A legitimate yeah. revival
right.
that eclipses anything we've ever seen before. So I want to ask those watching right now, This is more than getting the book and the DVD.
Yeah.
Will you partner with us and agree with us for a digital revival?
Yes. Yes.
I want you 1-888-988-1588, thejimbakershow.com. So I want you to sow believing. Don't just give to support, although you should.
Yeah.
This is a seed
yeah.
for revival in
yeah.
me. I was just sensing
yeah.
that as you were talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're believing for a breakthrough. Will
yeah.
you believe with us? Stand
yes.
in faith with us
yes.
that
That's
we
right.
will break through in every single facet
yes.
of media through this program today. Let this be just an
Thank
amazing
Lord.
Day in the
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
And let
Thank
something
Lord.
Break loose through
yes.
your prayer and through your seed as you sow today
yes.
with us
yes.
to get armed with it.
Amen.
It
has to happen.
Marcella, write the date down somewhere mm-hmm. where you'll remember it.
Yeah.
Because I believe this is the turning point.
It is, yes.
That God has called this ministry, and he's been calling me. He called me in prison to go in a new direction.
Yes,
and that he said television is not going to be the same.
That's right.
And he told me that 20, 30 years ago now, I guess. How long yeah. has I been in prison?
About 30 years ago.
How many?
Yeah, and about 30 years ago. And you didn't even have the words to explain. When you came out of prison, I met you 4 years later, Mondo, and I met you in 98, the summer of 98. And what happened was you would try to tell us that God told you this thing about TV was not going to be like we were just born and raised knowing it, you know, mm-hmm. for, you know, people my age and under. But it was going to look different. It was going to be different. But how do you explain that, you know, when
yeah.
he sees this.
Can I have your phone a minute?
Yes.
I'm just going to hold it. I won't hurt
yes.
it. this
yeah.
is the miracle of the day.
That's
yeah.
right. Yes.
This didn't exist when I was a kid.
No.
This has colored television so good.
It's incredible.
The colored television on this phone is better than the original colored television mm. was. The colored television just wasn't this good.
No.
Hmm.
No.
This is the miracle. Matt, you have this in your pocket.
That's
yeah.
right.
You can travel anywhere in the world, and this is your phone number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People can call you from anywhere in the world,
See,
wherever
this,
you go.
His generation.
This is a miracle.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
the gospel goes from that.
That's yeah. right.
This is more people are probably watching on the phone, Mondo. Yeah.
Yeah. They are.
Probably than on
yes,
television.
No question. Yeah.
Every hour,
right?
every second.
Right.
You
got to
understand this.
Bishop says it's right.
But you write about this. What you guys are just talking about right now, you write about this, about a prophecy, mm-hmm. an Orwellian prophecy you write about.
Mm. Yeah.
And this is where we are right now. We are in that trajectory where we are meeting prophecy with God's word. What we do with it would depend on the obedience, on how we respond to this moment right now. If there was ever an opportunity to reach the world right yeah. now, from businessman to a single mother raising her kids at home, it's not business as usual anymore.
No.
We are able to go into the realms of privacy like never before. If the world is reaching yes. you through pornography and we're watching young kids, That's now very few pastors are willing to talk about what we're talking about right now. But I want to tell you something. If the church doesn't get involved in this game right now, it is game over for us as we're
yeah.
speaking.
Yeah.
If you want to play church, it's over. Or kids, I'm battling. I'm contending for Mila and Mateo every second of the day
That's
for
right.
their attention.
Yeah.
The world is aiming at them. The world is formatted through this device, is formatting how in the world can I break through their mind.
Right.
If they can win the battle in the mind, it's going to happen in time, someone said. Mm. But I want to tell you something. If there was ever an hour for us to step out of the boat and be like Peter and have the faith to not be normal anymore,
right,
it is this hour. It's not about your money. It's about your obedience.
Come on, Mondo.
You've been focused on money and money and money and money and money. It's not about the money. It's about the obedience of the vision and the dream that God is revealing this ministry right now. Your obedience will change the outcome of your faith. I believe this so severely because we are in that hour where this generation is screaming, a silent scream, yet the church is not hearing the scream. We have ran away from what is Bible prophecy. And here, you talked about it. What God revealed to you is the same vision that God revealed to Dr. Lester Sumrall.
Yeah. Dr. Lester Sumrall, who I think his anointing needs to be visited upon this generation.
Amen.
The enemy is trying to use this weapon to destroy the United States. And so what is God going to do?
That's right.
He's going to raise up a network like this one to take it and wield that weapon against the enemy himself.
Amen.
How many of you want to see Acts miracles in these last days?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about Book of Acts miracles, right? I'm not just talking about a headache gets healed. I want to see translations.
Yeah.
How many of you want to see translations like Philip translated 25 miles down the road?
That's right.
Well, let me ask you something. What's more powerful, being translated or having the power to translate someone?
Wow.
Which would you rather have? Would you rather be translated, or would you rather have the power to translate anyone you wanted? Because you may not be a preacher, but if you could say, I'm going to translate Mondo, I'm going to put him in Africa to preach just for a minute.
Amen.
Wouldn't you like to have that power?
Yes.
When you sow into this network, when you share these messages, that's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're translating them. Mondo talking, Pastor Jim, Pastor Lori talking, preaching this gospel of the kingdom, and you're translating them. Don't minimize this. Can you imagine if the Apostle Paul saw the ability to do this? He would have called it translation. And we just kind of, you know, I don't have time to hit the share button. I don't know if I'm going to share. I've shared too much already. No. It's time to take this responsibility seriously.
Right.
It's time to come against the spirit of Apollyon, which means destroyer, and it's time to do it intentionally by partnering with ministries like this. And they're sowing back into you much more than you're sowing financially. When they take resources like this and bless you, it's taking your spirit up to another level and allowing the gospel to be preached to the whole wide world.
That's right.
You write about this.
So good.
What you're telling, this story you're telling us is in this book.
Yeah.
About Lester Sumrall.
Yes.
It is.
So Lester Sumrall had a vision, and God said, he saw like a screen or something, and he said, it's Apollyon.
Yeah.
Which is a demon power, devil power, right?
Yes.
And Satan's power. And with his plan to destroy America through screen, through television, through motion pictures, probably, all of that. And it's true.
Well, look at Revelation 12:12. Mm-hmm. Here's what it says. Then in the last days, Satan will know his time is short.
Yes.
So he's going to come down in what? Great wrath. Mm-hmm. So the Bible says satanic activity will increase the further we get into the last days. That means that you and I are facing warfare, spiritual warfare, that even the Apostle Paul didn't have to face. Do you believe we're in the last days?
Yes.
That means Satan is increasing his activity. That means our understanding of warfare has got to come up to another level.
It really does.
And that's what the book is about.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That is what the book is about. Amen. It's excellent.
You need this book more than ever because
every believer needs
it. We are there. We are in the last days. We need the full power of God. We need to know more.
Yes.
That's why I'm blessed. I'm highly favored having these guests every day on the show.
Yes, amen.
God must know at my age I need encouragement because I have the best guests to encourage me every day. I'm hoping you're watching, and I want to keep bringing these guests to the show. And I always felt if I just continue to bring you the best, the prophets of the world, into your living room, that would be enough. But if God wants me to do all kinds of media,
yeah,
I'm willing to do it.
Amen.
I've always been an inventor of things, person.
Yeah. Innovator. Yeah.
Innovator, whatever you call it.
And, been an inventor and an innovator.
And,
that's true.
And,
yeah.
But we were the first one. There was only two of us in the beginning. Pat was doing it, and I was doing it at the same time, going up into satellite with our programming. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know how to do it. We didn't have any satellites. We didn't have anything. But we had a bunch of young people that just said, let's do it.
That's right.
What's that plaque you got, the women? It said,
she believed she could, so she did.
Yeah, yes. And so we believed we could, so
yes,
we did it.
That's right.
And that's what we want to teach young people.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing. And you're about to step. I feel like prophesying over you. Because this next year is going to be your year like you've never had before.
Wow.
This is your year to step into the world stage that God has prepared for you and that he's been preparing you. You feel like you've sometimes been on the backside of the desert, but you've been in a place where you've listened to God and you've obeyed God. And God loves obedience. God loves obedience. And now he's got a big, big open. I just see like a big, two gates, big gates opening up.
Hallelujah. Amen. I receive that.
Yeah.
Hey, my son's sitting there on the front row.
This is amazing.
18 years of age. He runs our media.
Yeah.
He took our channel to over 200,000 subscribers.
Incredible.
And he's teaching other churches how to do it. And he just sent me this message. You're going to love this. Half of the world's population, this is astounding, 8 billion people in the world almost.
Yeah.
Half of the world's population is on social media right now.
Wow.
Half of the world's population, actually it's 58%.
Yeah.
58, more than half of the world's population is on social media, and they're spending an average of 2.5 hours a day on social media.
Wow.
Now, you can do the numbers, half of the world's population times 2.5. That's billions. I think it's around 11 billion hours of media consumption every single day.
Wow.
And it's time.
It's time.
You ready, Mondo?
Let's it is time. This is unbelievable. I was in Rome just a few days ago.
Now you're
being
bragging.
At the Colosseum, it was the most awkward moment in my life to watch every single person on their phones. Some were doing selfies, others were doing videos. The world forgot that the Colosseum was even there. It was all about them being in that moment, sharing it.
Do you believe we can influence the whole world through Christian media?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Social media.
With help.
Absolutely.
Social media.
With support.
Yes.
With help. Mm-hmm. As long as people pray about giving and give in obedience to the Holy Spirit, then we can. We can't do it in a vacuum. We got to do it together as a body.
That's
one.
It. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is what got me excited, because you talked about Matthew 18 and 19 in your book, and that has been the foundation of your ministry.
You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
It's my theme verse for 50 years.
Matthew 18 and 19, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, is not a verse for the individual. It's a verse for the church.
Yeah.
Look at this. Amen. Look at this, by the way. I don't know if you get this
agreement.
On camera. This is like the only place I go where they actually read the book.
Yeah, it's true. We hear that often.
They actually read the book.
Matthew 18 and 9, two agree.
Yes.
It's touching anything
for the body.
That they
yes.
Ask. It shall be done. Oh, dear God. That's my theme verse.
Yes.
And I could tell a whole story about it, but I don't want to take time today. But that is a powerful verse. I'm so glad you used that.
Well, we've got to partner together.
We do. Yeah,
one can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight.
Right.
And so what happens when they sow, when they give, when they go online or they call and they give, they release an apostolic anointing. Because what they're doing is they're sending you.
Yeah.
And we always think of apostles, you know, it's kind of a top-down thing. But often the apostolic anointing comes when the body sends someone.
Mm.
So that's the reason why I'll get with my church. And I never ask for an offering anywhere I go, because my church sends me. And I have them send me. Mm-hmm. And when they send me, I go with an anointing that I wouldn't have had if I just went by myself.
Right.
Yes. Good.
So when you sow into this ministry, you're releasing an apostolic anointing to send that message, so that it's not just a video.
Yeah.
It's an anointed prayer cloth.
Thank you, Lord.
It's
you
a digital prayer cloth to set the captives
free. You remind me so much of our brother from Australia that was just here. And I met him for the first time on this broadcast, and he is one of the great preachers, I think, of the world. I think he has a message like none of it that I've ever heard of before. And he came here, and he has a message that is so powerful. I heard him a few tapes of it, and I couldn't even sleep. The message was that powerful. And God brought him here, Mondo. Mm-hmm. But you understand how powerful his message is.
Absolutely.
I've been preaching the message of the revelation for 40 years, probably at least, ever since my prison years. Mm-hmm. And I'm overwhelmed because if I hadn't gone to prison, I wouldn't have a ministry today, really. My ministry is the revelation. That's the basis of it. I preach the whole Bible, but it's the revelation is where we're living today. And you have brought to us such a piece of this. And I keep inching to where I have a prophecy that I keep wanting to give, and I won't do it, but I'm tempted to do it because it's going to overwhelm you when I do, when I tell you what I'm going to tell you. Nobody else will probably dare do it. But, you know, the thing, when you lose it all and you win it all and you lose it all and you just give it all up to God and you rededicate to God and you dedicate yourself to God, you don't have any more to lose. You just say, God, whatever you want.
Yeah.
And I asked the Lord one time, I said, God, how come you use me? I'm just no good. I'm old, and he said, will you keep saying yes?
Amen.
He said, that's why I use you, because you keep saying yes.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But I'm going to run out of time here, but I have so much I really wanted to say at this moment. My heart is just so full. And the message that was brought to us from Australia is one of the great last day messages. And the message you brought to us today was right on time.
Yeah.
The message.
That's right.
Of this last days to the social media. And our pieces are coming together for it. I had no idea my son Ricky had such knowledge of social media. And that makes me very, very happy. And so it's like all of a sudden we're reorganizing our whole ministry. It's just restructuring.
Absolutely.
And God's sending, like, Ricky in, you know, and God is sending people in. He sends you to us.
Absolutely.
And it's like he's giving us the word, because it's always been the body of Christ that has the word for me. It's always God's people that come together. They're out there, aren't there, Mondo?
Yes, they are.
You're out there all the time. You go out, and Mondo, you've been preaching in some of the great churches of America the last few months.
Yes, sir.
And God has called you to preach the gospel.
Yes.
But when the people supporting this ministry, they support what you do.
Absolutely.
When you go out, they support what I do. They support what all of us on this stage are doing. And I'm believing God that people will give in these next few weeks that will get us out of debt, that we'll be able to be debt-free and to be able to go forward to a whole new level. I mean, to not millions, billions probably, of viewers. And social media is what can do that.
We got to come into an agreement, and you write about this as we land this plane. We cannot allow, and you write about this, and I found it very interesting, that agreement in the church has been contaminated. Listen to that. It has been contaminated. It's preventing for ministries to come together. In the green room, you asked a question to Pastor Jim. You said, you mean all the denominations came together? You mean the Catholics came together? You mean the Baptists came together? The Pentecostals came together under one roof? what's happening today is that everyone is a lone ranger out there trying to gain views on their own and gain likes on their own. I've always told Dad this, one of the reasons why gangs today are so powerful, because when I was growing up, I heard this terminology that I didn't even understand until I became a Christian, but they told us in the meeting, we got to take this gospel of gangsterism, Billy Graham style, meaning that we got to get out of East LA, we got to get out of Compton, we got to get out of South Central and make the gangs worldwide and evangelize worldwide the way Billy Graham did. And I understood the reason why gangs today are so powerful and they've infiltrated. I can go find my gang in Australia, in Denmark. I can find them in Central America. I can find them, of course, any place in America today. But someone came in agreement with that, and look what happened to the gangs today. If the gospel ever came together, if the body of Christ, if we ever came together, can you imagine the social distortion we can cause with social media worldwide? If we start networking today, if Ricky starts working with your son,
yeah.
I'm telling you, it's not about each ministry. It is about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.
That's right.
Listen, we are going to change. I think when Rick Joyner started talking about food preparation after leaving here, that became even more of a sensation around the church. When other ministers started realizing that they needed food for their congregation, we had a mega church, a mega pastor called us one day, needed help for his church. They went through a disaster, and this mega pastor, you know, we will never share his name, but I want to tell you, he ordered 1 million pounds worth of food for his congregation. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the time of need doesn't see, you know, if you're here or there, it just sees that it needs help.
That's right.
If there was an hour where the church needs to prepare with food, it is right now. Mm. If we are going to be the heart of the community, it's got to start by feeding people, by helping people.
That's right.
Mom, you used to say, people are not going to hear you on an empty stomach.
That's right.
We've been to Florida. People were lining up by the hundreds.
Yeah.
And we were giving 30-year shelf life food. There was no refrigerators. There was no meats, nothing. But guess what? What we had was bean burgers. What we had was pancake mix. What we had was, I love this here, the Italian cuisine, right?
Wow.
I'm telling you, why? And it brought a smile, but it gave us an opportunity to bring hope to people when we came together.
Right.
You gave to this ministry. You got a bucket. We gave a bucket away.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, those times are so simple today that we're running out of room.
Yeah.
Meaning the people that are giving food away don't even have any more rooms anymore because people stop ordering food. Look what's happening right now.
The food company's only like two left of the dozens that used to be.
Yeah.
And so now it's almost impossible. We beg for food. We beg the manufacturers for food. They're selling everything they can. And we get 1,000 buckets a month now, mm-hmm. and we're hoping to get more. If you'll order, we're going to push and push and push. But order yours now and pre-order for next month.
Yeah.
And if we get a month ahead, we're going to tell them, hey, we have a month ahead, so you need to up your orders for us, okay?
Yeah.
And they can do this. But it's time to be prepared,
that's right.
because there's coming a time when we're not going to have any more food left. And this is what God has dealt with us to do. So help me to move to the next level.
Yeah.
Every time you give, this will help you.
That's right.
But it's going to help us to go to the next level of reaching billions for Christ. That's
amen.
Our goal.
Yes, amen.
And,
amen.
Yeah.
So you can go to the phone right now or go to jimbakershow.com, but I would get at least one bucket.
Yes.
If you're not prepared at all, do something to help yourself. So that's as long as we can get the food,
right?
Because remember, there was a while we couldn't get the food, everybody, and we just got it back a little bit at a time.
That's right.
And so for those of you that are maybe new watching the broadcast, you haven't seen us offer food before, well, here it is. It's the Prepared Pantry 60 meal food supply. This will, it's 30-year shelf life. You just keep this right in your pantry or store it wherever. But have it for just just in case. You know, I mean, we are in the end days. We know that. We watch the weather go crazy. We watch everything that's going on around.
Yeah.
And we read the book of Revelation, and we read Matthew 24. We talk to you about it every single day on this show. And so now is a time to prepare. Call us at 1-888-988-1588. Or go to the website, jimbakershow.com. You can receive one 60-mil bucket, including shipping and handling, just for $215.
And for those who do not have water bottles,
right? Yes.
These are filtration
That's
systems.
Right. In a bottle.
These water bottles are the best thing that ever was. As far as, and you see, how could I tried storing water in barrels.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it fills up with bugs. and so you still need the filter.
That's right. You
after
need a
the
way.
Barrels.
Absolutely.
You get water, if you take water from the rain barrel, you need a filter system for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just take that rain barrel water
That's
and
right.
put it in this bottle, and it'll filter it so you have pure drinking water.
Yes, that's right. This is a Seychelles Survival Water Bottle, 28-ounce bottle. It filters up to 150 gallons of water with just one filter. So you can receive one for a donation of $45 to the ministry. If you're like us, and we have a lot of kids running around here, Dad has always said, get prepared. Prepare for your family. Prepare for your loved ones. And so you can order six of them, that six of the Seychelles 28-ounce extreme water bottles for a donation of $185 to the ministry. Remember, anytime that you give, anytime that you donate to the ministry, you are helping us to support the Voice of the Prophets Network to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide. So we thank you for that. Every time you call, anytime you join our monthly club, which is the Count Me In, you can receive access to our PTL club site that is brand new. We've just launched it with amazing access to library from the Jim Baker Show conferences, ministry, behind the scenes with our guest here at Morningside. So join us today and become a monthly partner. That's $30 a month, a dollar a day, to help support the Voice of the Prophets. You can call us today at 1-888-988-1588.
Our time's totally gone for today. I want to thank you for helping us.
Yes.
Stand with us. And Bishop Allen
Didio.
We want you back.
Yes.
We appreciate it. So good.
Order
his book today.
Yes.
Don't be without it. God loves you.
Yes.
He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today. 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.